This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Hi, welcome to the Health Ranger Report. Today I've got three suggestions for Donald Trump on how he can win the election with three simple things. We're going to talk about medical hemp, natural medicine, medical choice or medical freedom, and maybe a couple of other minor things, but those are the big three things. These are things that Donald Trump can announce his support for and then win the election because he'll get huge support from progressives. Yes, the Democrats. Well, many of them are fed up with Hillary Clinton and her support for Big Pharma, Monsanto, the chemical industries, the big banks. You know, a lot of Bernie supporters especially really hated Hillary Clinton and the way she stole the election and committed absolute fraud and conspired with the Associated Press to commit voter fraud. And a lot of people are ready for something totally different. And by the way, my name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You probably know that. In this election, I am supporting Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. No question about it. Hillary Clinton is the worst thing that could happen to America. And if she's elected, it may mean the end of America. So let's get right down to it. You can also check out our Trump news at trump.news. That's a website that I publish. And we also have clinton.news if you'd like to check in on the latest information from lying, crooked Hillary. Okay, so let's get moving. Medical hemp. Number one, medical hemp. I'm talking about legalizing the medical applications of marijuana. And I'm not talking about legalizing recreational marijuana everywhere like it is in Colorado. I'm just saying, what if we had, if Trump came out and said, I am going to decriminalize marijuana when it's in a form that can be taken orally. You know, as a liquid extract, for example, or just as a plant juice, for example. Just hemp juice is actually really, really good for you. This is natural medicine. It's powerful medicine. It would be very affordable if it were legal because prices would plummet. And it can help prevent healthcare costs or lower healthcare costs. This can treat conditions such as paralysis or high stress. Even with THC in it, it can even help many cancer patients. It treats neurological disorders. It treats tremors, you know, muscle tremors, facial tics, many different conditions that can actually be helped with hemp. It's one of the most amazing healing plants on the planet. And of course, more Democrats want hemp to be legalized. So if Donald Trump came out in support of it, he would get a lot of support from especially the younger generation of Democrats who were Bernie supporters. So that's number one, support medical marijuana or medical hemp to be legalized. Secondly, Donald Trump could come out in support of natural medicine and holistic medicine. This would be a real natural for him because he actually believes in holistic medicine, natural health. He serves organic food at his hotels and resorts, for example. He's from New York, which is a very progressive city in terms of natural medicine, natural health. There's lots of acupuncture. There's lots of medicinal herbs going on there in New York. There's a lot of really amazing advanced food, like vegan food and raw food restaurants and things like that. Lots of juice shops where you can get really healthy juices. New York is actually a great place for eating healthy, believe it or not. And so is L.A. And there's a lot of healthy eating in places like Miami, for example, as well. Seattle, of course, Portland, Oregon, places like that. So if Donald Trump came out and said, look, I support natural medicine as a legitimate, scientifically validated alternative to the drugs and surgery medical system that's bankrupting our country, and I'm going to fight for natural medicine choices to be available to the American people as part of their healthcare coverage, where they don't have to choose a pharmacy and surgery and radiation and chemotherapy. They could choose instead. They could choose a licensed Chinese medicine practitioner, for example. They could choose a licensed herbologist or a naturopathic physician instead, and they could still be covered with their insurance. That would be huge. And that's exactly the kind of thing that I personally support. And I think if Donald Trump came out in support of this, it would be consistent with his values and beliefs, by the way. And it would also get a huge number of votes from the progressives and the Democrats who need to really cross over that chasm and come vote for Donald Trump to help him get elected. And in doing this, by the way, he's not going to lose any votes of Republicans. He's not going to lose any hardcore conservatives. Believe it or not, a lot of conservatives, a lot of Republicans are these days, they're really into holistic medicine. They're tired of the drugs and the medication and the pharmacies and the doctor visits. They're ready for something different too. So if Donald Trump can give him that alternative, he can actually get support on both sides of the aisle. And in contrast, Hillary Clinton is all pro-big pharma, pro-drugging the children with psychiatric drugs, pro-vaccine mandates, shoot up the kids with dangerous toxins. You know, Hillary Clinton is all big business, big banks, big pharma, big agriculture, Monsanto, DuPont, Syngenta, big food. It's all about, in her mind, it's all about having big, powerful corporations destroy your health and then profit from treating your health, your disease, with their high-profit pharmaceuticals. That's the Hillary Clinton model. And it's time for something different. That model doesn't work. Just like the economics of liberalism don't work, they always end in collapse. Just look at Venezuela. You know, the big business medicine doesn't work either. It's time for something different. It's time for some choices. And I guarantee you, the first candidate that comes along and says, hey, I'm for natural medicine, I'm for holistic health, I'm for giving people choices to go visit a naturopathic physician or an herbalist or an acupuncturist or a Chinese medicine practitioner or a chiropractor, that person is going to win the election because people are ready for it. All right, and lastly, the third issue, I've sort of touched on already, it's about medical choice or medical freedom. This is specifically about the vaccine mandates, which is anti-American. You know, to force an injection of a child with a toxic chemical, actually a cocktail of toxic chemicals that are hidden in vaccines. And we're talking about aluminum, mercury, what else? Formaldehyde, adjuvants that are put in there to cause inflammation. And then some number of children, it's a relatively small percentage, but it's there. Some number of children are damaged permanently. They become autistic. They suffer brain damage. They suffer neurological damage. They suffer damage that later in life can cause them infertility, for example. They suffer the consequences of this. And for the state, which is the government, to force this kind of medical intervention on children is a terrible evil. It is a violation of fundamental human rights. It is a violation of basic medical ethics. And it is something that is pushed very, very heavily by the left. California led the way on this with, what's that demonic vaccine pusher's name? Pan. Richard Pan. Senator Richard Pan of California, right? The guy with the horns who runs away from reporters on camera. He's the perfect showcase of how Democrats want to poison your children and call it public health. You know, this is the metaphor for what Democrats do. They want to have total control, take away your freedoms, take away parental choice, take away your right to make a decision about your own body, and then call it public health, even while they claim to be pro-choice. But they're not pro-choice when it comes to vaccines, are they? They're pro a government puts a gun in your face mandate. That's what they're really pro. So Donald Trump could get a lot of traction on this issue by coming out and saying, look, I'm not anti-vaccine, because he's not opposed to the theory of vaccinations. He could just come out and say, look, I'm not anti-vaccine, but shouldn't we give parents a choice here? Shouldn't we let parents say no to certain vaccines that don't even seem necessary and pose a risk to the child's health? What if there are some children, like especially African Americans, who the CDC's own scientists showed had a vulnerability, a genetic vulnerability to vaccines, which caused higher autism rates in young black children? What if a black parent, shouldn't she have the right to step forward and say, hey, my child is vulnerable to that vaccine. I'm going to say no to that vaccine. Instead, I'm going to give my child vitamin D. I'm going to boost their immune function. I'm going to feed them healthy foods. I'm going to make them have their own built-in immunity, because the body does that naturally anyway. You don't need a vaccine to have immunity. Your body self-immunizes, by the way, which is why I haven't been sick for, I don't know how long, 15 years or whatever, and yet my body has built up antibodies to all kinds of flus and diseases running around. How did that happen? Because I built the antibodies myself. It's called self-immunization. Your ancestors have been doing it for hundreds of thousands of years. So Donald Trump can just come out and say, look, let's stop this vaccine madness here. Let's let parents have a choice. Let's spread out the schedule. Let's not give all these vaccines at once. Let's move to single dose vials instead of multi dose vials. Or, hey, let's get the mercury out of vaccines. Let's just start there. Start at step number one. Just get the toxic mercury out of the vaccines. If Donald Trump just came out and said that, he said, look, I'm pro-vaccine, he could say, but let's get the mercury out of it because that's bad for you. Then he could win huge, huge support from a lot of progressives and a lot of conservatives at the same time. Everybody is tired of being lied to by the toxic vaccine industry, which has really turned into a totalitarian medical police state that wants to control your children. Actually, the state wants to own your children. There's a phenomenon called medical kidnapping now, where the state actually steals your children from you, takes them, kidnaps them from you, puts them in a hospital, makes them undergo chemotherapy or vaccinations, even though you, the parent, are protesting it and saying no. And they take your kids from you, and sometimes they arrest you, and they charge you with crimes as the parent. This is going on in America right now. There's a website. It's called medicalkidnap.com. You can go check it out. It's insane, and yet this is happening in America right now. So these are three things that Donald Trump can do very easily. Again, just in review, number one, support medical marijuana as a supplement. Not doesn't even have to support recreational use, but just hemp extracts, CBD, THC, the full plant extract, you know, hemp juice, hemp oils, these things. He needs to support this. Hemp farming, for God's sake. Why can't we grow hemp here in America? We should be able to grow hemp nationwide. It'd be massive abundance, a big win for America. You want to make America great again? Let the farmers grow hemp, for God's sake. They grow it in Canada. Why can't we grow it here? And then secondly, support natural medicine, holistic medicine, licensed naturopathic medicine. You know, support all of these holistic alternatives to the drugs and surgery medical system, and have health insurance actually cover these kinds of things so people can start preventing disease, which is less expensive than paying for the ongoing treatment of disease symptoms. I mean, it is not affordable or sustainable to keep treating people who have diabetes and cancer year after year after year. If you want to save money, you want to have a sustainable healthcare system, you have to actually keep people healthy, prevent the diseases, and that can only happen through natural approaches, nutrition, herbs, essential oils, you know, naturopathic, complementary medicine that's based on good medical science combined with outstanding nutrition and dietary supplements that are high quality, superfoods, plant-based nutrients. There are medicines in plants. Why can't people get those on their health plan? Those are the things that prevent disease. It's insane that we don't have that coverage yet. And then finally, medical choice, medical freedom, the right to say no to a medical intervention that is demanded by the state. Since when did the state own you or your body or your child's body? You know, what has America become if the state of California can kidnap your children and force them to be injected with something that has a greater than zero chance of destroying their brains for life and causing autism for life? What is that? That's a police state. It's a medical tyranny. It's time to stop that. And Donald Trump can win a lot of hearts and minds by going after that system and saying, we are not going to be a medical tyranny anymore. If I'm president, I am going to offer, I don't know what is, a new law, maybe even an addition to the Bill of Rights. We need the right of medical freedom enshrined in a sacred document, a sacred contract here in America. That's what we need. So those are three big, powerful things that Donald Trump can do right now to make this, to win this election big time. Now, there are some other things he can do that are outside the realm of health. For example, he could come out and say he supports gay marriage. There's a lot of gay people right now who are kind of on the fence because their brothers, I guess, in Orlando were just shot up by an ISIS terrorist that Obama and Loretta Lynch are protecting and excusing and covering for. So a lot of gay people right now that are going out to gun ranges and learning how to shoot in self-defense. So a lot of gay people that are saying, hey, Hillary Clinton and the Obama regime, they're not going to protect us at all. They're just going to bring in more Muslims who hate gays, who want to execute gays. If we elect Hillary Clinton, we're all going to basically be shot by terrorists. This is what a lot of gay people are thinking right now. And they should, a lot of them are starting to go over to Donald Trump and saying, you know what? This idea of kind of protecting the border, not such a bad idea if you're gay. You want to keep the gay murderers out of the country, right? This is not rocket science to figure this out. Suddenly, Donald Trump's making a lot of sense. And if he comes out in support of gay marriage, that could be even more a supportive and open to the gay community. And frankly, you know, for those of you listening, no matter what your views are on gay marriage, whether you're for it or against it or whatever, the conservatives, just it just makes them look stupid to just argue against gay marriage at this point. It's already been, you know, put in place by the Supreme Court. And I always take the libertarian view on these things. It's like, you can do whatever you want. Just it's your own deal. It's your own private life. Marry whoever you want, as far as I'm concerned. It's not my business. But stay out of my business. Let me have my rights. I got to have my Second Amendment and my First Amendment and even my Fourth Amendment and Fifth Amendment when it comes to government intrusions and illegal searches and so on. I'm like, let other people live the lives they want to live. It's not my business who they sleep with, who they marry, who they live with, whatever. But you stay out of my business too. Don't force me to take a vaccine that I say no to. You see what I mean? It works both ways. If it's real tolerance and real freedom, it's got to be universal. You can't just pick and choose the topics that you want to be, you know, free choice on and then restrict other people on other topics. So these are just some comments, just some things that Trump can do. He can win big on national debt. He can win big on economics. You know, Hillary Clinton's going to drive this country into the dirt economically. I mean, Obama's already done it. $19+ trillion in debt. Wow. He basically doubled the national debt in 7.5 years. Good job. Well, can Donald Trump turn that around? Honestly, I don't know. I don't know if anybody can, but if anybody can, he can do it. He's probably the best qualified to get out of debt because he's an expert at getting out of debt. That's what he's done. He takes on debt as leverage and then makes a lot of money and then pays off the debt and still has profit left over. That's smart. That's good business. That's what he plans to do for America. So there are things economically, there are things socially and culturally that he can do. But the big three, I think, are medical marijuana, natural medicine, and medical freedom or medical choice. So let's see what happens. It's going to be an interesting election season for sure. The bottom line is, I don't want to see a crook get elected president. I don't want to see corruption taken over the White House any more than it already has. It's time for something really, really different. And Donald Trump, I think, is our best shot right now at saving America. I don't see any other option in front of us that even has that potential. So vote for Trump, or basically, we lose America. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, healthrangerreport.com. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab-tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity, as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.